This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. As gardeners get ready to plant their cool season crops, they should grab one of the most neglected garden tools, a soil thermometer, to determine whether the soil is at the proper temperature for planting those crops. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone, says there are several ways to measure soil temperature. Greg, as we start thinking about planting time for certain crops early in the season, one of the things we really need to do is just understand what the soil temperature is, because that's really the determinant as to when we can plant.
That's exactly right. You know, we can use a calendar and kind of go off that, but at least here in Riley County, it's been kind of abnormally warm. So perhaps we can plant a little bit earlier than what our calendar has said. There's lots of resources out there. The K-State Garden Guide is a really good resource to utilize. There's a vegetable planting guide that gives you a calendar. But again, that's just kind of the mean or average time we plant. And, you know, this year might be a little bit earlier than normal.
I know sometimes we think because we get a couple of warm days in a row that, okay, it's time to get going. But we also have to remember we've still got some of those really low nighttime lows.
That's right. And so a soil thermometer is probably the best way to go. Now, you can purchase a soil thermometer, and that's great, but there are less expensive ways of doing it. You can get them from the hardware store or the car shop. Typically, it's an air conditioning thermometer, but they're usually cheaper than the soil thermometer. I will go ahead and say I use a meat thermometer, one of the cheaper ones, and just stick that into the ground to get the soil temperature. And you want that to accumulate over time. So we don't, you know, like you said, it's a nice sunny day, stick it out there and the soil temperature is 55 degrees. Well, that may be at that particular point in time. But as you mentioned, you know, we want a consistent soil temperature, or probably one that's building up in degrees versus, you know, just the hot point of the day.
So how deep do we need to go for this?
So we're looking at where, you know, you'd plant your seeds. So if you're planting lettuce seed, of course, that doesn't go very deep at all. Obviously, it's going to be a little early for planting beans, but that's a bigger seed that would be planted deeper in the soil. Typically, we look at 2 to 2.5 inches and try to get a good soil temperature reading there. Our earliest vegetables, 40 degrees is probably where I'd start. And once we start to have several days of that, then it's probably going to be okay to plant. Planting when it's too cold, the seed will just sit there. If it's moist, some of that seed may rot. And so that's the disadvantage of planting too early than waiting till it's proper temperature.
And we need to make sure that the garden, I guess, is actually ready to go as well.
That's right. Depends on if you're a no-till gardener or one that likes to aerate the soil and get some oxygen in there. We don't want to do it when it's too wet because that's going to cause problems in most of our clayey soils. But when the soil is just moist enough that you can loosen it up to get that seed into the ground and taking that soil temperature to make sure it's the right temperature for plants to grow.
Is there still time to do a soil test if somebody would like to?
We can do a soil test anytime. Ideally, to do that before you plant. So if we do need to add some nutrients, you get that down in the soil where the root system will take it up. Typically, it takes maybe a week, 10 days to get your results. So hopefully you can plan a little bit ahead of time in case you do need to add something to work into the soil for the season.
And that's something we take over a wider area than we might be doing just for checking the soil temperature?
Yeah, so, you know, you want to take a bunch of subsamples over the area that you're gardening in. So if you have a 10 by 10 area, you know, you're going to take 5 or 6 samples. Larger area, the more samples you take, subsamples, the better it's going to be. Soil lab will probably just take about 2 cups of your soil. So hopefully you have more than that. Blend it all together, dish out 2 cups into a disposable container and have the soil lab we like to use here in Riley County, K-State's soil lab. It's easy and accurate and affordable as well.
Basically a good time to get started because it's not going to be long before we can actually get out there and get things into the ground.
Yeah, our soil temperatures are climbing at this point, and, you know, your peas are usually the first thing to get planted. St. Patty's Day, we may be planting some seed potatoes, and that's usually typically when we can plant some of our cool season lettuce, radishes, onions, spinach, those things. But again, the soil temperature is the ideal way to determine when to plant.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone, with information on using a soil thermometer. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.